Congressional testimony, Biden's HHS deliberately ignoring trafficking of migrant kids across U.S. by John Binder on July 19, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is deliberately ignoring the trafficking of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, after they have been released into the United States, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn says. During a hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee, Vaughn detailed how UACs under the Biden administration are ending up in a labor trafficking pipeline, as well as in sex trafficking, domestic abuse, and gang membership. It's a lot of, frankly, hear no evil, see no evil. There must not be any, really deliberately kind of looking the other way at what is happening, Vaughn said. UACs arrive at the border in the hands of Mexican drug cartel smugglers. From there, they are briefly taken into Department of Homeland Security, DHS, custody before eventually being sent to HHS custody. Then, HHS places the UACs with adult sponsors throughout the U.S. There are a number of instances where, for example, girls have been placed with older men in what is clearly an exploitative situation. There are kids who have been turned over to labor traffickers. There are kids who get turned over to gang members. There are kids who get placed into domestic servitude and other forms of abuse. It's really quite horrific, Vaughn told the committee. Since Biden took office, HHS officials have lost contact with at least 85,000 UACs after releasing them into the U.S. interior to adult sponsors, the overwhelming majority of whom are not their biological parents. Vaughn said HHS officials are failing to adequately keep in touch with UACs. There's almost no supervision or follow-up that goes on. These standards that they have for not only placement but post-placement services are way inferior to the policies that almost every state in the union uses for foster care placements, for example. Emphasis added. It's been said that it is harder to adopt a cat than it is to sponsor an unaccompanied minor because there are rarely background checks done. Almost never home studies, no financial assessments. The Biden administration has stopped doing background checks on other people in the households to make sure that the placements are safe. This is something that would simply not be tolerated in our foster care system. Emphasis added. Reports indicate that top Biden officials such as HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra and former domestic policy adviser Susan Rice have ignored warnings that UACs are ending up in a widespread labor trafficking pipeline as well as sex trafficking and general abuse at the hands of their adult sponsors. As Breitbart News has detailed, Biden has tripled the inflow of UACs to the U.S., coinciding with the explosion in child migrant labor trafficking. In Biden's first 2 years, close to 300,000 UACs arrived at the border and were released into the U.S. interior with adult sponsors. In April, a whistleblower told Congress that the federal government is operating a multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation under the guise of helping UACs. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network, the whistleblower said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.